Besiyata Dishmaya, Beza Achonin La'odom Das, was starting Ilchis Tefillah, which is after having learned Ilchis Kriya Shema for a good few weeks. And we've learned, do you remember the beginning of Ilchis Kriya Shema? How we started learning about, do you remember the early beginnings of Shema? Korah, pardon, what do you remember? Pardon? Echod, that's right, very good. The Korah, Lo'idikdik Bois Yisrael, we spoke about all the halachas, but all the halachas of the actual Shema, the Zman of Shema, we spoke about. Then we moved on to Erva, and then after all the halachas we got to Erva, and then we moved on to Tzaya. Finally, this now enables us to start with Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Shemoneh Esrei, and Hilchas and Siman Pei Tes. We don't need much of an introduction. The actual fact that Shemoneh Esrei is called Tefillah, that actually said it all. It actually said it all. That is obviously the heart of Shachris. It's the heart of Shachris is Shemoneh Esrei. That's why it's called in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishnayos. In fact, Shemoneh Esrei is called Tefillah, the Tefillah, because that's mamash the most essential part. Fine, of course, there's many halachas. Siman Pei Tes discusses, amongst many other topics, he discusses first of all the Zman, which we're going to be learning tonight in Yetzer Hashem. He moves on then about the are you allowed to greet before having daven Shemoneh Esrei. And then he moves on about eating before Shemoneh Esrei, drinking before Shemoneh Esrei, and all these halachas are discussed in Siman Pei Tes. Okay, let us start a little bit about the Zman. Siman Pei Tes, Hilchas Tefillah, Zman, Oboi Chesifim. Zman Tefillas Ashacha. The time of Tefillas Ashacha. Mitzvah, so its real mitzvah is, Sheyaschil Imanetzachamo. Ideally, the perfect timing of Shemoneh Esrei is with the Netzachamo. Kedeksev, as it says in the Pasuk, Yerucha im Shamesh, they should see you with the sun. When the sun goes up, and that's when Netzachama is. You should start davening, you should daven Shemoneh Esrei with Netzachama. V'mispalel misha'ola amud ha'shacha, but if you davened when past amud ha'shacha, v'hei p'nei mizrach, and the p'nei mizrach is coming up, yotzo is yotze. V'nimshach zmano, its time continues. Atzoif abba shois, until the end of the fourth hour, shushlish hayom, which is the third of the entire day. Vim Ton, if you made a mistake, or actually leave this out for a moment. So we're learning, ideally, you should daven with Netzachama. And I must say, whoever has ever daven with the Netz outside, one of my very warm memories in Eretz Yisrael, something which I did a number of times, there's a Netz meaning by the coastal. I don't know if you ever witnessed that. And it's literally im Yerucha im Shemesh. The thought of it inspires me. How it is when you start davening Shachris, it's still really dark, and then eventually, and outside when you're in the shul, you don't notice it so much. But when you're out by the koisel, you notice how it's getting gradually light, and it's really that real netzachama that yucham shemesh that happens during Shemoneh Esrei. It's very inspiring. By the end of Shemoneh Esrei, it's mamash proper day, proper light. It's a very inspiring. Tefillah. There is a minyan for many years. It's been a minyan by the coastal, which is a Netz minyan. There's one minyan which is by a few of the Gedolei Yisrael used to daven every day by the coastal. Ben Ishfinkel or Shiva of Mir, he used to be Mamash Moshe Nefesh to daven by the coastal Netz. It's called Ben Ish's minyan. To this day, I think it's still called that. Right? Ben Ishfinkel used to daven Mamash every single day Shachris by the coastal, and that minyan still exists. The time it according to the Netz, I'm not quite sure exactly what the Cheshbon is anymore, but the time according to the daily Netz, and Rabbeinu's Netz, and he was Mamash Moshe Nefesh. It was before the, when was Yerushalayim joining? Was it 67? Was that then? So I think even prior to that, he used to be Mamash Moshe Nefesh, to Mamash Gu, as near as possible, and so it's a I believe, is it still true? I remember there was, for Tkufa, there was a number two bus. There was a time according to the Netz. Is that still? Do you know anything about it? That the number two bus that goes to the coastal. Do you remember the number two bus? Who lived in Yerushalayim? The number two bus. It goes to the coastal, right? And I think one bus aims to get the half an hour before Netz. The first one out, I think. I think that's what it do. You remember something vaguely? Yeah, I think that it aims for the Netz. So, the Netz in Yerushalayim. The Netz by the coastal. Okay, so we're learning that ideally should happen with the Netz Achamo. Now, it's not defined over here. It's not defined so much here how exactly is the Netz? I was always concerned, and I don't know what you think about this. Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us Netz Chama. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'alef says V'hi Ashar Shachama Mascheles Lizroach Berosh Yehorim. This is the time Shachama, the sun, Mascheles Lizroach, starts to shine Berosh Yehorim, on the top, the spitz of the mountains. So that's the Netz Chama. That's literally when you see it by the coastal, when you see it coming up. So that's the, and I am not sure nowadays there's any luach is going to tell you the Netz Chama. You go to any luach is going to tell you Netz Chama. It's 6 hours, 28 minutes and 14 seconds. And it's, I always wonder how did they deal in previous generations. I wonder, I'm not sure. What do you think about that? It wasn't, so it couldn't be that accurate. I mean, they didn't have, you know, digital, radio-controlled kind of times. And how did you get mamash the minute of the Netz? Because remember, if you daven before the Netz, we're going to see that it's bediyeved. You're not meant to daven before the Netz. And yes, your yotze, of course, if you daven past the Netz. But the schos and the beauty and the hidden mitzvah of davening with the Netz, that is only achieved if you daven with the Netz. So how is that? Nowadays, we've got radio-controlled. You go to any 4 minyan that davens with the Netz, they're going to have mamash radio-controlled minutes. I remember that in one particular shul in Yerushalayim, when they daven, I didn't daven a lot of times net, but when I did, there was a certain mismatch, and they used to literally go with the radio control, and they used to wait literally for the seconds, but literally for the seconds. So when they were by just before Gaal Yisrael, they would wait another 10, 20 seconds for the nets. Just to wait for the nets. Just to wait 20 seconds until they have that literal lift. So how did he do that 20 years ago? How did he do it 100 years ago? How did he do it 500 years ago? I wonder. I don't know what you think about it, Rabbi Yisai. It's been bothering me for a while. Right. Probably that's what it is. I heard in the name of Aliashiv, I don't know, I never saw it inside, but I heard in the name of Aliashiv something that Netz is, in the contrary to popular belief, Netz is within 2 or maybe even 5 minutes, is considered a Netz. Which is good to know. It's probably quite helpful. I'm not sure, I never actually saw it opposed to actually writing this inside, but it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. Okay, so Mishmur continues. It is good and proper to notice even in days of Slichas. And also in the winter. Remember what the winter is? Yeah, what's the winter? Remember? And also in the winter days. That we get up to shul. We go to shul. We go really early. Halachically, really, really early. It's still dark. You need to wait until the net. When you go out to go on a journey, when you're on a very difficult circumstance, you're on a journey, you're traveling, you're in a transit, and you need to just move on, you're in a difficult position, that you are in a situation, on a circumstance, you'll have to actually daven a drop earlier. Yes, you don't want to daven before the nets, but you're going to see later in Seif Ches, under some circumstances that you are allowed to stand before nets. Then Al Kuponim Yamtinu Melevoicha that Tefillin At Shiakes Chaveru Yerogilim Oktzas Biruch Dal Ames. At the very very least, you need to wait for At Shiakir when you for the time of Mishiakir when you want to put on Talis and Tefillin. To Mikoyden before that, prior to that, also Levoichalem, you're not allowed to make a broch on it. Kedal B'Sim and Lamed Seif Aleph. Ein Shom Mishne Burim. Kosa prima godim simen tov tzadi dalet. To be chag a shvuz shnoyin kareilo. Shvuz rabbi say. Shvuz to be done with the nets rabbi say. Right, so there's always 2 minyonim. Some people done with the nets, some people done with later. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mechag a shvuz shnoyin urin dikona lailo. Mechag a shvuz that people are awake the whole night. Motale is paral koidem a nets. You're allowed to done before the nets. Tek shiyen chole veysom be ashkoma. Because if they were to go home be ashkoma, toyin chole is kabat shenis. So the Mishnah Berurah said, on Chag HaShavuos, you're actually allowed to daven before the nets. I don't think that's what people do. I think that most minyanim know. Some daven before the nets. Oh, really? I didn't know. So generally, I think many shuls daven with the nets. But some are making like the Mishnah Berurah says. Some are making like the Mishnah Berurah says. That yes, if you want to be up the whole night, you want to learn Torah, and you want to, so you're allowed to daven before the nets, says the Mishnah Berurah. But make sure that you don't daven Shema too early. Not before Mishiakir. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. So we're learning over here that really you should try to daven with the nets. Lechatchel is done with the net. However, if there is on the difficult circumstance, we're going to see zivches. You are allowed to daven before net as long as it's after mishiyakir, it's fine. On the if it's necessary, you can daven there. We're going to learn more details in zivches. Now the Shulchan Aruch said in Mishpal Mishchabetamizch Yotza that Now, to just to explain this, to ensure absolute clarity, what it is that we know that how does it work, the shoyz manios? How does it work, the day, the hours, the halachic hours? How does that work? So you start from the sun rising until the sun going down, or in other words, let's be a bit more vague, from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, and you divide that into 12 equal sections. Each section is going to be one shoyz man, it's going to be 1 hour. Does that mean, Abu Isai, that every hour is literally 60 minutes?
No.
Of course not.
It's on the time of the
hour. Absolutely, absolutely. It could sometimes be, what's the minimum in England, you know? It could even be down to 40 minutes, right? When the day is a very short day, when it's in the summer, in the cold summer, so you're going to have, dividing the day is very short, you divide the entire daylight into 12 sections, it's going to be far less than 60 minutes per hour, it's going to be around, in the 40s somewhere, right? And similarly, the opposite, if it's in the deep summer, where the day is very, very long, you divide the entire daylight into 12 sections, the hours can, every halachic hour can be, how long?
Almost 80
minutes per hour. Right. Now, when we talk about halachic hours, we're talking about those hours which every day is different, basically. So when we're learning now that you can daven Shmoyne Esra, v'nim shach zmano atzoif abba shoyz, you can daven Shmoyne Esra until the end of the fourth hour, it's obviously referring to that. Shehu shlish kalayim, it's a third of the day. Haboy say, when is the shlish kalayim today? What time is it? Anybody got a clue? I don't know. I didn't check myself. Anybody can? When is it? So you imagine four halachic hours.
Oh, I don't know. It's
10:40
something.
10:40. Okay, good. 10:40 something. 10:40 something. Right. So that's the end of the third of the day is then. So that's the end of the fourth halachic hour of the day, which is the third of the morning, a third of the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shlish kol hayoim, shlish hayoim, Mishnah Berurah says, cotton hay, ve'im hayoim oruch shmoine esre shoyz. Now, he says, if it's 18 hours long, have a sheish shoyz al hayoim, kshayoim oruch tesha shoyz, have a shlish shoyz, de'le'oilom esharin shoyz ele lefi'inin hayoim. Mishnah Berurah is very literally explaining what we are saying. That if you've got 18 hours of the day, in other words, 18 hours of 60 minutes, then 6 hours would be a third. So in other words, he's saying that it's all according, depends on virtually on the day. That's called the halachic hour. The day is divided into 12 equal sections. And why is it that Shmoneh Esra is until the end of the third of the morning? Why is it dafka then? Why end of the fourth hour? Why third of the morning? Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah, any ideas? Any thoughts? It's really interesting. Why is it that? Why is that the Sof's man is then? So Mishnah Berurah says, "V'in shlishu shetfilas hashachru neged korban tomid," because for Shmoneh Esra is against korban tomid. And you'd only allowed to bring korban tomid until the third of the day. These last line of this Mishnah Berurah is very important. I think is not so well known. It says over here that Shmoneh Esra has to be completed until that time. It's not good enough to start. And Rabbi Yisai, I'll tell you why this is very important. Have you ever davened close to Shkia? I'm sure you haven't. Yeah, but mincha, for instance, have you, has it ever happened to you? Or do you know of something, of a concept? Have you ever heard of such a foreign concept of davening close to Shkia? So now, it's important to know that this same halacha will apply over. Is it good enough to start Shemona Esa just before Shkia? And you'll be okay then. You daven like Shkia is, what time was Shkia today? Happen to know anybody? 4:50, let's say 4:55. He's okay to start Shemona Esa 4:54. And carry, or not. So, what would you have said? Is it good enough to start Shemona Esa before Shkia, or not? Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, good, absolutely. Okay, I'm assuming that it's, yeah, but I suppose a bit more than a minute, yeah. Yeah. Pardon? Right, about something like that. So, so we're learning over here that if there is halachic times, which exists, b'shachas and b'mincha. If there's halachic times for the Shemona Esa, you need to ensure that you've completed your Shemona Esa before that end of the Sabbath month.
Did the same with Shema as well? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Shema was the same, but yeah. Finish.
Correct. 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 So we're learning, it says in Mishnah Berurah, "V'tzorich ligmoy atfilah Shemona Esa b'sirch shlish hayom." You need to complete Shemona Esa until the end of the shlish hayom. Ligmoy atfilah, you need to complete it. So therefore, yeah, you know, but lemaisa, you're right about mincha. There's a bit of a discussion with regards to mincha, but lemaisa, according to Mishnah Berurah, comes out and same halacha will apply there as well. You are right, because Mishnah Berurah does say it. Yeah, I think he does say it. No, that means you have to finish by Shkia. I think I'm pretty sure.
Shkia is not the time of Tamid. Was brought Tisha.
Right, correct. Correct. So you're saying.
I was wondering why.
Why by Shkia? Why?
For an Esra Shachris, you have to finish by the Tamid.
As opposed to Mincha, you don't. Good question. Why is it by Mincha you can have it later than the... Good question. Not sure. Not sure. Good question. Yeah. One little small point, which is maybe worthwhile mentioning. I was Meramah Street earlier, and it's maybe worthwhile mentioning. When, how do you count the 12 hours? From when till when? We said when it's light, which is vague enough. But what is it? What is it? How do you divide the 12 hours? From when to when? Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. So that is Mamash Machloikas. It is a Machloikas. It's the famous Machloikas. It's part of the famous Machloikas Achronim, whether you count from Alois till Nacht, or from Alois till Nacht, or Netz till Shkia. And that will obviously make a difference when the Sabbath man is. No, like that. Alois Hashachar till Tzeis. Till Nacht. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is the... Right, so this is Lemaisa Machloikas, and this is... we'll make a big nafkamin in Alocha about the Savzman, obviously, but we generally tend to be Machmir. Okay, so this is with regards to the Savzman, which is at... Savzman shushlish kaloyim until the end of the third of the day. Okay, so maybe just to recap what we covered today, I'll stop over here. We learned the Zman Tfilas Hashacha is from the Netzachama, because the Pasuk says Yeruchayim Shemesh. We learned that one can't daven, we'll discuss in great detail in Simches, we can't daven but Yevet earlier than that, but Lechatchila one should really very much daven with the nets. We learned that if somebody davens from Buddha Shacha, after Mishiyake is Yoitza, and we learned that the Sof's man is until Abba Shois. We discussed in great detail how you define those 12 hours, and we learned that the Sof's man, which is the third, end of the third, a third of the day is parallel to the korban, and we also learned that we need to ensure to complete and finish davening by that time. Okay. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.